This is KTOO's Juno Afternoon. Our next guest on the show is Police Chief Ed Mercer for our monthly check-in with the Juno Police Department. Chief Mercer, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me.
It is so nice to have you here on the show. What are a few things on the whiteboard right now at the station?
Well, currently, you know, one of the things that we are moving towards is shifting our service delivery as far as how we respond to calls and address those type of calls on our online reporting. We've had online reporting for over 10 years, and we really limited what citizens could report online. There were misdemeanors, and, you know, those cases were looked into if there was something that was active or we had a lead and whatnot. So we're changing our service delivery simply because we struggle with resources, and I think I've been on here before and talked about our struggles with officers and dispatchers and those type of things. That's still ongoing. So we looked at our online reporting, and we try to determine, could we expand it? And we want to expand it to some felony-type cases where the case is cold. There's no leads, no suspects. But the nice thing, about a year ago, the Assembly gave us two positions called civilian investigator positions. And what we're going to do is we're going to have those civilian investigators review all of our online reporting. And if there is something there where it's an active lead or an active suspect in a case that they're reporting, there will be some follow-up as far as it goes. So it's just not going to go in the queue. We're just changing our service delivery. Before, what it would do is it'd go to a lieutenant, and then it would be dispatched to a officer, and an officer would go do that. So,
have you already hired these civilian investigators?
We have,
and
they've been in the works
for
about a year.
Okay.
And what I said when we first started those positions, we were going to evolve and try to figure out what can we use these positions for to help free up our patrol officers so they could go out and do more proactive enforcement, speed enforcement, stuff that, you know, quality of life type of enforcement. Right now, it's difficult. They're going call to call, and I think I've talked about this before. Our crime has been high, and they are busy doing those types of things. So we could expect a change coming around February 26th is what we're looking at, and it's going to be mandatory on some of these type of calls.
So you sort of outlined what this is going to entail. Can you give us an example of what would be a really appropriate thing to report online?
So if let's just say your car gets rummaged through in the middle of the night and you report that something was stolen out of your car, that would be a prime example. There's no urgency, no immediacy. We don't know a suspect. Right now, I think we've been accustomed to where an officer, somebody calls from the public, an officer shows up on your doorstep, takes a report on a cold case. In this case, it will still be taken online, and it will be followed through with a civilian investigator. Or dispatch is also going to be looking at it. We think that this is going to be kind of a win-win. Win for the citizen out there to be able to document and more accurately document maybe things being stolen from them, where we could put it into our queue. And if we come across it somewhere in the course of day-to-day interactions or coming across maybe a suspect with it, then we could identify that that's our property.
Got it. So, of course, if we have an emergency, we call 911.
Absolutely.
Next, level down. Is there a time when it's appropriate to say to call the business line or the non-emergency line at the department?
Well, 911 is certainly for emergencies, for something that's very active and it's happening right then and there, where there's an urgency to it. Maybe a car accident out there. Somebody may be hurt. You need to call 911. But on a cold theft, maybe a burglary that's right now, nobody's in your house, nobody's there. You could call the regular business line and report it that way.
Okay. And then, like you said, if somebody rummages through your car, the online reporting might be more appropriate?
It will be probably the mandatory appropriate way to go about this.
Okay.
Well, not probably. It's going to be the mandatory way of going about this as far as it goes. So on the other side, I talked about this a little earlier, our officers are going to be able to be a little bit more proactive instead of being tied up on a cold case to be dealing with maybe a more serious type of case or go out there and do different types of enforcement, selective enforcement that helps us live in a more safer community.
Okay. And remind us your website. I'm assuming that's where we go to do this.
JunoPolice.com is where you go online and do that. You should be seeing out there in the community more advertisements, more PSAs coming out to be able to direct you to this change that's going to happen in the police department. And we're optimistic. We're really thinking that this is going to be a good thing as far as trying to deploy our resource and be a little bit more efficient within our community and our police services.
Okay. What else is on your list?
Well, another exciting thing that we've been working on for a while is we are going to be doing crime mapping in our community. What does crime mapping mean? This really means what it says. So if you live in a specific neighborhood, we're going to be able to show pretty real-time information on crime that's happening in your neighborhood. So you could go online and pull it up. And let's just say we had a high percentage of burglaries in the last several years. Well, you might want to know that the burglaries are happening in your neck of the woods. So you could go online, you could pull it up, and it will show there was a burglary on your block. And it will show how many burglaries are on your block. We believe that by sharing this information with the public, that they are aware that this is going on and they could be better protecting themselves from not becoming a victim in a specific type of crime.
When do you hope to have that available?
We're also looking at rolling that out this month, more like probably towards the end of the month. We've been working on this for about a year, and we're really excited to get this information out. I mean, trying to keep the community informed on what's going on throughout is good, and then building these partners to work with us to try to make Juneau a safe place to live.
Got it. Before you came on the show today, I was going to see if we could get an update on the incident involving Officer James Espenshade and Kelly Michael Stevens.
So that particular incident happened about 3 to 4 weeks ago. And, you know, obviously that it's a tragedy that this happened. And we investigated it initially and sent it off to the Department of Law Special Prosecution, I believe, last week. So they will go through the review because it is a criminal offense as far as that goes. So they will look at it and see whether or not the officer used the appropriate use of force, if it was justified in that manner. And they will write a letter back to us to let us know what the conclusion on that is. And we're hoping to see that. Hopefully it doesn't take too long, but I also want them to take their time and review everything that was provided to them.
Okay. And what was the name of the organization that's doing that review?
It's the Department of Law Special Prosecution Office up in Anchorage that okay. does it for all law enforcement in the state of Alaska.
Okay. We just got through the Super Bowl yesterday, a notorious time for having good times. Were people making good choices yesterday?
Well, you know, I think one of the things that always come up is impaired driving. And surprisingly, yesterday, we didn't have one DWI arrest yesterday. However, I will tell you, from 6:30 in the morning to midnight, my officers rolled on over 80 calls for service. And those are a variety of different calls for service. It could be from traffic accidents, can be to disturbances within homes. They were quite busy yesterday during the Super Bowl.
By any chance, do you know what the average might be for a call for service on a regular day? Do we know the 80s a lot?
I think it ebbs and flows, and, you know, depending on what's going on. That seems like a high number. It might be an average. I don't have that information.
Any explanation? Icy roads, the Super Bowl, people are excited. Any ideas?
Really don't know as far as that goes. The roads were icy, but yesterday we had clear skies also. So, you know, I think the roads weren't as bad as they are today as far as what we're seeing. So I really don't have an explanation. The officers were very busy yesterday for just...
Yeah, 80 calls.
80 calls.
Wow. What else is going on?
One other thing that's coming up also is we haven't done this since 2008, a Citizen Academy. And we did this back then, and it was well-liked, where we invite individuals into our classroom, and we teach them what is it like to be working in a police department? What is the organization? What is the structure of the organization? And then all these other disciplines on investigations, we're going to be bringing in our staff to be able to teach segments of that to the class. And we're excited about bringing it back, because what we feel this will provide for us is that it will build a continued partnership with the public so they have a better understanding. I think we have a false sense of really what police do based off of what they watch on TV. And this gives them a better insight on what is our capabilities, what can we do. We're going to have even our law department in there explaining, here's the laws and the rules we have to go by, and those types of things that help informs the public on expectations of the police.
Now, is this a part of sort of ongoing recruiting, or is this more of sort of a communication technique with the public?
I think both. I think that, you know, we had pre-testing that we provided for officers coming in. If somebody's interested in law enforcement, this gives them a good little snapshot of what it might look like if you're doing it. On the other side of it is that we do have a volunteer program called the Juneau Citizens Patrol. So we're hoping that maybe they want to in class, people who go through and graduate from this Citizens Academy will want to provide service to the community and join maybe the Juneau Citizens on Patrol, which has been in existence for a period of time with the Juneau Police Department ever since I've been here. They've been there.
And can you remind us the time and date of that?
So we're looking at starting on March 5th through April 23rd. It's going to be 8 weeks, and it's going to be one day a week, and that's on Thursday between 6 and 9 in the evening.
Okay. And what's the best way to sign up for that?
You could go on to our website, JuneauPolice.com, and they'll lead you, direct you to where you could fill out an application. I believe at this time we're only accepting like 16 students. So, you know, time is short. I think the month of February is going to go by fast, and we have deadlines on that. So if you're interested, certainly go there and sign up for it. We're excited about putting on this academy.
All right, Chief Mercer, we're just about out of time. Is there anything else you'd like to share today?
Our recruitment effort has been looking good. I'm sending 3 officers to the Public Safety Academy at the end of the month. We're still recruiting. So if anybody out there knows anybody that I think would be a good fit, good police officer in our community and understand our community, please have them come to our website. Go to publicsafetytesting.com. There's a testing coming up February 19th through the 21st.
All right, Police Chief Ed Mercer, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Sister's a nurse at the old folks' home. Mama's still cooking too much for supper. Me, I've been a long time gone. Been a long time gone. Ain't hold a rose since I don't know when. Long time gone. And it ain't coming back again. Now do you play that old church piano? Sitting